There used to be a drugstore. I think it had a grocery store and a drugstore.
Today's the 28th, October 1993. This is Jose Garcia, and I'm talking to Mr.
Cisneros.
First name?
Arnulfo.
Arnulfo Cisneros. Okay. Yeah, those are the recent pictures that I took of the residence, but I talked to Mrs. Soledad. Am I saying it right? Soledad Rocha.
Yeah, Soledad. Uh-huh. Chole. We call her Chole Rocha.
Yeah. On the phone, very briefly, I didn't really, she talked a little bit about her family, but it seemed like she was kind of reluctant to get into, you know, some details, but about the place.
You're interested in that one place or what?
Rocha exactly, place? Right. Now, we're going to get into some other stuff, but basically that's exactly what I'm targeting right there because I'm working on a paper on that.
Well, Martinez to be in the corner, Martinez. So in Solis, in the middle of the street there.
Oh, right there in the same block there?
No, over here.
Over here? Okay, so this whole area up here, what was it, what do they used to call this area out here?
Mexican town, I guess.
Mexican town?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mexiquito or?
No, it's Mexican town.
Just Mexican town?
Uh-huh. El barrio.
Yeah. Los Mexicanos, ¿cómo dicen Mexicanos? Okay, I mean, they say the same thing or? Only vives usted.
Well,
barrio
is actually a neighborhood. Yeah. You know, there's that barrio
right
here. Mm-hmm. I was born here. The same place, not the same house, the same place.
Mm-hmm.
1920, 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I guess at one time it used to be like Copa, ¿cómo dices eso? Como Copa Diva de González.
Oh, Cooperativa, yeah, Cooperativa González, yeah. Uh-huh. It's in the other block, in the 400 block, right in the middle of the street there, middle of the block, right?
Some of the people who owned this before, I was going through a list. The very first guy that owned it, I guess, traced it back as far as I can in the courthouse. Was a gentleman by the name of Emilio, and he was married to a lady named Andrea Garcia. Emilio?
Oh, yeah. They were across the street from that store there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Emilio.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did he work at?
I think the railroad.
The railroad?
Yeah, uh-huh. The railroad. See, most of the people that came here originally worked at the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy came here as a tailor. 1904. Came to King. One of the founders of King, already.
Mm-hmm.
But when they write the history of King, they never mention Hispanic names.
That's true. So Emilio was right from this barrio then, right?
From two blocks down.
Two blocks down?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he live on Richard or no?
Yeah, on Richard. Yeah.
On Richard.
Across from La Cooperativa, González.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I guess he sold it to, this was in 1921 and then 1922.
Well, I was born in 1920.
Yeah. In 1922, he sold it to a lady named Mrs. D.F. Self.
Self?
Uh-huh. No. He, then in 1926, by this time you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
He sold it to a J. Guadalupe Treviño.
Treviño, yes. Uh-huh. I think he was her brother or his brother, Emilio.
Garcia? That's Garcia. What I thought. You know what? Because I was doing some research. Well,
I think his sister was
named. I think it was Cunhao, right? It was
his Cunhao. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I was going through the thing that looked like there was some sort of connection.
Guadalupe Treviño, I remember him very well. I used to work for him like when I was going to high school.
Guadalupe?
He was a Northern Republic. I was his secretary.
Oh.
I was just going to high school.
Was he a businessman or what?
Well, he was Northern Republic.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Now, how did he get that in that time? You're talking like, what,
1928? Yeah. Well, it was after that, I guess. Well, when I was going to high school, 1937, 38.
Oh, okay. So it was back over here in this era. About 1936,
1937? Probably, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. I was in high school, man. Wow. And I used to work for him after school in his office. Mm.
Businessman or what? What kind of guy was
he? Well, he was an old Republican. He worked for the railroad, I mean. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He was a good speaker, huh? Guadalupe Treviño.
What was his for? Guadalupe Treviño?
Yeah, Guadalupe Treviño.
But what was the J for?
Guadalupe Jota Treviño?
Yeah, just J. Guadalupe Treviño.
Sería Guadalupe Javier.
Javier.
Could have been, I don't know. I just know it's Guadalupe Treviño.
And then in 1931...
He was a friend of my father.
He was a friend of your father?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the railroad people were pretty close-knit, the family.
Yeah, in Barrio Mexicano. That's where all of them lived, yeah.
What was your dad on the railroad? Was he like a brakeman?
No, he was a tailor.
Oh, a tailor.
My father was the first Mexican to have a business downtown.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Tailor shop. You know where the Kingsville record is?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's in the general office right across the street.
Wow.
They lived upstairs, and he had the tailorship downstairs. 1917, 1918, 1919. Uh-huh. My mother used to say that when during the hurricane of 1919, they went across the street to the general office, the Zip Pacific line. So he was the first man to have a business downtown, the first man to own a car here in Kingsville, and the first man to belong to the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, Chamber of Commerce.
American, yeah. But Papa is a gringo. He looked like a...
Yeah.
He was very fair.
And Wolio.
Yeah. And that's years later, of course. He was very fair complexioned. He had a ruddy complexion, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Is that you?
Yeah. No, no. This is my older brother.
This is your Washington.
It's a season.
Where did you live?
In Washington State.
That's where I just came from.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Where?
No, I was living in Bremerton.
Well, he lives on Ferndale.
Ferndale?
Yeah. Right below Blaine, where Blaine is.
Yeah.
Right below Blaine.
Wow, look at that. We just came from up in that area.
We had a reunion in California.
It's always raining in Washington.
Yeah, I know.
Depressing.
And this is when it was still in the war.
Oh.
1945. This is my younger brother. He was in California.
What war did he die in?
Second World War.
Second World War?
During the invasion of the Philippine Islands, my MacArthur.
Oh.
And here we are, years later. My father, Pesta Gringo.
Pesta?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
My sister, the only sister, she just passed away a year and a half ago.
Was that her up here?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. And this one right here.
Right here?
Uh-huh, this is high. Years later.
Wow.
Papa is a gringo. He came from Matamoros originally, you know.
Really? Matamoros?
Yeah, Matamoros.
So he immigrated to the United States?
Well, like you're saying, you just cross the border.
It was no big thing, right? No. Not like right now, everybody makes a big thing about it, right?
You're a wet bag or something.
Yeah, I know. It's como Mr. Rocha.
They came from San Luis Potosí, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Mexico. Yeah, Mexico. That's right. Yeah. And he was went to Houston, and that's where he got his job for the railroad company. And then he got transferred down here. Wow. This is a nice picture. Do you remember where they took it at?
Here somewhere.
Here in Kingsville?
Yeah, here in Kingsville.
Yeah. That's a good picture.
Remember this chair or whatever it is?
Yeah. That's a real good picture.
Yeah.
And your mom, she was from Mexico también, or?
No, I was from Brownsville.
Brownsville. What was your mom's maiden name?
Villarreal.
Victoria
Villarreal.
Because my grandfather was from out that way.
Oh, yeah?
He was a... Garcia.
Yes, he's the one that was killed in the war that
time. This one
right here? It's Frank. The one in Washington.
Ah. Yeah. Well, what the heck is he doing in Washington?
Well, he retired over there from base there.
He was in the military? Air Force?
He was in the Air Force. He retired from there. So he stayed there. He liked the climate.
Yeah, it's nice in the summer.
He was gone very young when he was 17. He joined the CC camp, remember?
Oh, yeah.
But it was kind of very, very hard. Very, very
hard.
My mother. She was a very beautiful woman when she was younger.
And she was from Brownsville?
Brownsville, yeah.
Villarreal.
But she married here in Kingsville, 1911.
So how did she get over here? Her parents?
Well, no, her grandmother lived over here. My great grandmother lived across the street on the other side of this other street, Lee Street.
Lee Street?
With her grandmother. And my dad, Emilia Jose Alvarez, raised her. She raised two other cousins.
Uh-huh.
Get the mother, my dad, my Rosa, and my the oldest sister raised them. She was like a sister to me.
She is very, very beautiful.
She was very pretty.
Sure was.
Her
name was
Baby. Anyway, yes, that week. My dad came in 1904. I actually one of the founders of Kingsville. But they never mentioned Hispanic name from the history of Kingsville.
Yeah, that's something else, because I think that, like, this building that's right over here that the Rocha's on right now,
it's old,
because I know that sometime, I think, when
I don't recall
Mr. Guadalupe Trevino owned it, somewhere around that time, he built that building there. He had a builder by one of the construction companies.
It is?
Either that or he got the parts from there or got the materials.
Have you been to the courthouse to check on that?
Yes, Sure have. Yeah, that's what I spent a lot of time there at the courthouse. Everybody knows me by my first name there. the Marston Company?
Marston Lumber, yeah.
Yeah, Marston Lumber. There was a Robbie Marston that they had. He had to do a, what do you call it? When you put your land on lien or something like that, you put a lien on it so they could do construction or build it or something. But I don't know, because I know the building next to it, the Rochas built, but they got the material from the same people.
Marston. Mm-hmm. It was the only lumber, besides the King's lumber. Mm-hmm. That was the King Ranch, owned by the King Ranch for many, many years.
Wow.
So, and then, let's see,
in 1931, Hernandez Gonzalez then owned the E.H. Hernandez.
Oh, Emilio. Yeah, Emilio Hernandez. That's right. Emilio Hernandez owned that.
Mr. Gonzalez.
Arnulfo.
Arnulfo. That's it, right.
Exactly. They were in business together. Then I don't know what happened. They separated.
They were in business, it looked like, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 4 or 5 years. Uh-huh. And then that's when Cruz Rocha, which is actually his wife's name.
Cruz Rocha.
And then Mr. Rocha, who was, what was his name?
Arcadio.
But when he took it, looks like they had a lease on, there was a butcher shop. Somebody had a butcher shop there in one of the stores there.
That
old store right there. I guess it was a regular grocery store with a butcher shop.
Garcia Mundo? Cabrera. No, García. Mundo García.
García. Now, Sam Rocha, did you ever know him?
Oh, yeah, Sam Rocha, yeah.
What was the relation with
him? I think he was a brother of Miss Cruz. She was also a Rocha. She married her first cousin. So Sam Rocha.
Sam Rocha.
Aquí vive un Rocha también. He lives right here, you know, the other block. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Right. What's his first name? I think it's Sam Rocha. All right, let me look it up in the record.
Kivan. Did you know Kivlin?
All right, let me look at that.
Oh, okay. Kivlin?
Kivlin
or something like that.
Kivlin.
Didn't they own lumber or something I remember seeing that name somewhere. Maybe today in the archives. I don't remember. I have to go back and double check. But I think she owned that before Mr. Garcia owned that land. She owned that land.
Me, where the Rochas are now?
Yeah, right. A lot of people went through a couple of hands there.
I see. Looking for Rocha, right?
Right. Well, when they took this land right here, I mean the building.
Uh-huh.
And you see this building right here, and as you can see on the side, there's an advertisement of somebody drinking a soda.
Exactly.
It's kind of hard to tell through this picture right there, but on the side there's like Coca-Cola or 7-Up or maybe Dr. Pepper.
No, there was
no
Coke back then. The red soda we used to call Choya Coya. A ver, Rocha o Sierra. Rocha. Trino is his name. Trino Rocha. Hermano de la señora también Cruz.
Oh.
He lives on the other block.
Hermano?
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh. You might get a lot of information from him.
Hermano de...
De la señora Cruz.
Oh.
La
Soledad?
No, de la mamá de ella.
Oh.
Era hermano. He's still alive. Trino Rocha.
So it's her brother, huh?
Uh-huh.
Entonces es el tío.
And the tío de ella.
Okay.
It's on the other block. The second house. Mm-hmm. The other block right here.
Okay, me right there. You mind if I...
No, go ahead.
What's the address, sir?
421 East Alice. 421 East Alice. Just the other block here. This is 311. The name is Trino. Trino Trinidad Rocha. Trino, he might give a lot of information on that store.
Trino?
Uh-huh. Trino Rocha.
Okay.
He might give you more information because it's related to him, you know?
Right. So, did you ever go to that store when you were
little? Oh, I guess I might have gone once or twice about it, yeah.
What do you remember of that store?
Actually, I don't remember.
Not that one. What about that store, the two-story building right here? This one.
Well, that's the one in the corner, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. Well, there's actually two of them. They got this one that says like this, and then this one says like that right next to it. They sit, side by side like this.
You mean the head?
like that.
Kisha Karya.
Karate or something. I guess they leased it out.
Oh, yeah, somebody.
To somebody back in the 60s or 70s.
Probably. Was this the original building? Then they added this
one. Right, exactly. This is the original one right here. This is the oldest one. Now, we're thinking it's probably one of the oldest ones.
You mean they added to the top?
Well, no, then they built this right next to it. But this is the original, whoever built that.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Uh-huh. Next to it.
Right, and there was just an empty lot, and then he built this up there, mm-hmm. like in 1937.
I don't think the store lasted very long. See, every community, every block had a grocery store. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to have a grocery store in every block. Now we have churches. Yeah. Overnight, they open a church wow. here in Gingrich. This is Ciudad de Jehová and all the rest of it. Angelistas and, you know, shit.
What about the, this other one that San Juan,
San Martin?
San Martin de Polmo. Yes. He's been there for a while, right?
San Martin right here.
Uh-huh.
The tourist, Martin the tourist. Oh, yeah, that was the original church. It's the mother of all the other churches in Kingwood, except Santa Gertrudis. Uh-huh. Yeah. My mother and daddy got married in Santa Gertrudis in 1911. That was the only Catholic church coming in Aquilosaño, uh-huh. the only one. So they got married there.
That's the church that got blown down, Ito, over there in a hurricane or something?
No, let me see.
I think we get...
That church is on Caesar Street.
It's
a big, big church. Mm-hmm. But the original was on King Street, the original street, church.
Oh, the original one?
And then they built another one.
Oh, right? I see. Okay.
And then that the new one there.
So that's the third edition?
The third edition. Huh? Oh. And then, of course, later on, the town began to grow Mexicanos, uh-huh. so they had the San Martin over here.
Oh.
I think Father Cavazo was the first pastor, first priest here, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
Samuel, Trina can give you a lot of information. Okay. You want to call him now or what?
Yeah, I guess so. Let me touch on some other things and we'll give him a quick call. What do you remember about... Did you ever venture? I mean, did your mom and dad ever take you anywhere else, like Rivera or?
Maybe we used to go to Laureles Ranch.
Laureles Ranch.
Uh-huh. And Sarita. See, Laureles was the president of the Honorifica Mexicana.
Uh-huh.
He was the one that celebrated the Fiestas Patrias, 16th of September and 5th of May.
Oh, okay.
And there was a lot of culture here in Kingsville at the time. They had a band.
Mariachi.
A regular band, you know. Oh. Band. And they had a plaza. People used to go on weekends.
Where was the plaza?
But that's like down this block, this street right here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot there, but there's like cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right there used to be the plaza there. And then they had queens, they had parades and so on and so forth. And they had a teatro here, Teatro Atenas, right here in the corner, a teatro. And they used to bring companies from Mexico to perform here, you know, the theater. My daddy used to act there in that theater. He was a local actor, you know.
Uh-huh.
But he used to act there in that theater. I was very young, I barely remember. I remember it was Teatro Atenas, yeah, it burned down years later. But there was a lot of culture here in Kingsville.
And what was the name of the theater?
Atenas, Ateneo from Athens, you know. The Greeks say a lot of you know, drama and all that.
Right.
So it's called El Atenas, Teatro Atenas, A-T-E-N-A-S. Papa le decía Teatro Apenas, barely. You know. But it used to bring companies from Mexico to perform here.
Wow.
And local people also, daddy performed there. A lot of people.
So that was like the barrio's own theater, right?
That's right. Uh-huh. A lot of culture.
So what happened to that? It burned down.
It burned down.
How did it burn down?
I don't know how. It used to be a theater, movie theater. Yeah, a cinema.
Mm.
And then later on, it turned into a theater. And, you know.
Wow. This is when they had the old black and white silent films or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Silent movies. I remember going to a silent movie. Uh-huh. They had the Teatro Atenas.
They used to play the piano and put music
on. Yeah, that's right.
Huh. You know the Hernandez that used to live there very well? Or no? That used to own that place? Guess his wife was named
Emilia?
Emilia, right?
Yeah. Now, not the La Rocha, but the one in the middle of the street, block,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. Down this, this is Treviño, right there.
Oh.
Arnulfo González and Emilio Hernandez were in partnership. But I don't know how long they were in partnership.
For this business over here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard there used to be a drugstore there, too.
And the Rocha building, this building,
uh-huh.
used to be a drugstore. Senor Spencer, the one that ran a drugstore, Spencer.
He was Anglo?
No, he was Mexican.
Spencer?
He came from Mexico, Spencer.
That doesn't sound Spanish.
No, but that was his name. I don't recall his first name, but I know his last name was Spencer.
His mom was Anglo?
Maybe her free father.
His father.
Yeah. But he married a lady from San Antonio. He kind of, you know. And his daughter married a Spence.
A Spence.
Yeah, she lives in California. Queta, Enriqueta, Spencer, Spence. Well, after she married Ken Spence. Uh-huh. She's a beautiful girl, very attractive.
Something. And I guess you didn't know the Trevinos that well. Besides Guadalupe, you said you used to work for him.
Oh, yeah, you
did. Did he have his wife's name?
Aurora.
Right.
Gomez. Oh, Farfurrias.
Gomez. Aurora. She was from Farfurrias?
Yeah. They used to live here across the street.
Aurora Gomez.
Uh-huh. Very smart woman. She came back to ANI very late in life, you know, but she was very smart.
So she went to college?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. She was a very smart woman. She divorced him. Lupe, she divorced him. And then she came back to school, and she became a teacher after that.
Oh,
and
she did.
Was a very smart woman. Very smart.
She stayed here in Kingsville?
No, she went back to Palfurrias.
She did?
After she graduated, she went back to Palfurrias.
What about time period was this?
Oh, my God, man.
50s, 60s?
50, yeah, 50s. I think.
Oh, good, then. That shouldn't be.
Late 40s and early 50s. I don't know what I'm saying. They used to live here across the street. An old house that was there. It's not there anymore.
Oh.
Lupe Aurora.
So that two-story that's right there, that wasn't there?
No.
Somebody built that there?
That used to be a church there.
Oh, really?
A Presbyterian church, yeah.
What kind of church?
A Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Señor Acevedo used to have that. He was a pastor at that Presbyterian church.
That wasn't very common around here, was it?
No. It's not a Methodist. It's been for years and years. Methodist church, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's been there for years and years.
What kind of church was that?
Methodist. Yeah.
So they have Presbyterian Methodist. And they brought it to the Valle.
Hallelujah's opened over there.
So they moved all these churches into the Valle?
They just opened a church.
They just opened a church?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what did the people think about that?
Well, it's just...
Something different, huh?
Yeah, we used to go to a service site, you know, we were Catholics, you know. And then we were never converted. Never converted.
So Mrs. Aurora Gomez, she was from Farfurrias.
Farfurrias, huh?
Went to school, became a teacher, and went back to Val, huh?
Yeah. Hello? Habla?
Like you said your dad bought one of the first automobiles here?
No. First one to own an automobile here.
Okay.
First Mexicano.
What kind of automobile was it?
Might have been a Model T. I don't remember.
Remember where? What did you buy it from? What dealers?
No, I don't remember.
Oh.
It was well, 1918,
1919. K. Childs or something?
No, I don't remember. 1918, 1919, 1920. I was born 1920. You know, here in the same building, not that same, but in the same place, same lot.
Same lot right here.
Not the same house, no.
So he's torn down the house and built it.
Right? Well, no, I sold it. I sold the old house. My daddy died. My mother died in 1952.
Uh-huh.
After my brother was still in the war, she had no desire to live here.
Oh.
You know, Muriel. And then he died in 1960.
1960?
That's when I built down the house.
This one?
No. Well, this one. Yeah, this one. No, that's right. 1961 for that.
So the other house you sold?
Yeah, I sold it. Muriel.
So it's somewhere?
Yeah, La Tumbar.
They
tore it down. Yeah, they tore it down. That's on Richard Street. They tore it down.
So your dad was a tailor, and then he didn't pass this on to anybody, or his trade?
None of us liked it. Well, see, we grew up during the Depression, you know. And they didn't make a lot of money. Now, 17, 18, and 19, and 20. There were soldiers stationed in King. He used to make suits for the King Ranch people, and the Canada Ranch people, and also the army that was stationed here. You know, 19, 17, 18, 19, I remember. I was born 1920. But before, I don't recall. But he had a lot of business here. He had the biggest business in the kingdom. He made a lot of money, and he was the first Mexican, like I said, to have a business downtown.
Uh-huh.
The first Mexican to own a car, a Model T probably, and the first Mexican to belong to the Chamber of Commerce. The first thing.
So he had a lot of people working for him, or no?
And 18 people working
18
for him.
18 people?
Uh-huh.
Little Mexicano?
17, 18. People that would sell, you know, mujeres. But
was
then they robbed him. He was stolen. I mean, he was robbed.
How many times?
One time, but they took everything they had. Everything, yeah. All the materials for making suits, uh-huh. all those were stolen. And also the safety deposit box, he had that, and it was stolen.
With everything in it?
Everything in it, yeah. A lot of gold. But all that was stolen. And their business went down. And the Depression came, 1929, so everything went kaput.
Was he a member of the Masonic?
No. He was a Catholic. No. Not the Masonic. I mean, there was no organization. Yeah, Masonic organization. But he was not a member of it.
Because I know Rocha, I think.
Rocha was, yeah. He was Mason. He was a Mason, Rocha. He was not Catholic, though.
No.
I don't think they had any religion at all. Rocha.
What is that fish on the top of his building there? What is that?
No sand.
You know what that is? Right there, right above. I don't know if you can see it. Right above the door. You see it? Right there.
I have to go through there, I guess.
Is it like a little fish there? I think it's some sort of Christianity or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You have to ask. Chole.
Chole?
What do you mean? Oh, ask Mr. Rocha.
Mr. Rocha?
Yeah, ask him, huh?
So you never went to Bishop? Never made any trips out there?
Oh yeah, a lot of times.
What do you remember of it?
We have a cousin of ours lives there. Oh, Almita Puente.
Puente?
Alma Puente.
She lives there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's that?
What's London, my baby guns? What's that? Yeah.
She's lived there all her life, Damien, or
no? No, she got married and moved to Bishop. Alma Puente.
How long ago was that?
Oh my gosh.
30s, 40s, 50s?
But late 50s, I think.
Late 50s?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Her boy just recently died. He was born retarded. He was in Fermita. And he died not too long ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. He was 27 years old when he died.
Oh, that's young.
Chiquito. And she took care of him all these years. She took care of the boy.
What is she?
So she lives in Bishop. You might contact her. Alma Puente.
Alma Puente. She could help me out.
Raul Puente is her husband.
Raul Puente.
Mm-hmm.
Going up there, do you remember where the bank used to be?
Downtown, yeah.
Yeah, downtown right there in Bishop as you're coming in. I guess from 77, right? Yeah. Where the old Stop and Shop is now.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, I guess so.
Do you remember where the jailhouse was? Or
in Bishop? Or no, I don't know.
Did you ever hear anything about the way Bishop done business there with Hispanics?
It used to be a cotton town, you know? A lot of cotton, that's right.
The
Mexicans want to pick cotton and the Gringos are muy graciosos, mm-hmm. Yeah, Bishop. They were settled mostly by Germans, I think, Bishop. Yeah, they were mean people. Mm-hmm. So we have a German community south of Kingsville, Batman, right? But they're all Catholics. And then Concordia. It's not the Bishop. Another German community, but they're all Lutherans.
And what's the name of the place?
Concordia. It's a Lutheran. They're all Lutherans. Yeah, they're all Catholics. But they're all Germans. Both of them are Germans. Both colonists. But of course, they're hardworking people, you know. They're muy flojo. You're not going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to plow the land like the Czechs and the Germans do, you know. That's why they sold the land and came to live in town. They didn't want to work for lands. But so all these lands, right, were owned by Mexicans.
All this time.
All of them around here, from the King Ranch back there. But all around here, Mexicans. They sold everything to the Greens, to the Germans and the Czechs and the Bohemians and so forth.
They were coming in.
Yeah, they were coming in. So the Mexicans sold the land to them. Mexicans to them, they used to work for land.
They used to have a baseball team here one time.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Manuel Pina used to play in the field with our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
The Pioneers? No, Pioneers is the school over here. That's the elementary school.
See.
We used to have football team named Pioneers. Uh-huh. And the baseball team was also Pioneers. Well, that was Stephen F. Foster over here. I went to that school. We had good teachers there, very good teachers. After everything I know now, I learned at Stephen F. Foster. Oh, my
good
man.
Teachers.
Very good teachers. Very dedicated teachers.
So how did you get your job at the bank?
I never worked at the bank.
Oh, I thought that's where you work at right now.
No, I'm not working. I'm substitute. I retired from teaching.
Oh, you should be a teacher?
Yeah, I used to be a teacher.
Aquí?
Well, I taught here too. I started in Robstown. Uh-huh. Leonel Garcia and I were the first Mexicans to stitch in Ramstein to be hired in Ramstein. They didn't hire Mexicans.
That's all they hire now.
I know, but who else wants to teach there?
Yeah. And your brother was in the Navy? What ship was he in?
El Chiquito, the little one was in the Navy. The youngest one.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember what ship it was.
Oh.
He was in the Navy.
That must have been pretty rough for him, huh?
My mother.
Oh, yeah. I have all three of you out there?
Yeah, four of us.
Four of us, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because remember the, what was it, the O'Brien brothers? Or get down in the Navy, those four brothers?
Sullivan.
Sullivan. Sullivan. There you go, Sullivan brothers.
Yeah.
Sullivan. One of the old and one whack. And then after they passed that law.
Yeah, no, no, two commands. Same family, and same theater.
Yeah.
But,
it's too bad it had to happen like that. That was a whole generation.
Well, see, we grew up during the Depression. It was times were rough.
So what did you think when you left this? Where did you go to boot camp at?
Camp Fannin. Tyler, where Tyler, Texas is?
Oh, yeah, sure do.
Well, but not right too far. Yeah, right there. Camp Fannin, Texas. Uh-huh.
So how long did you go to training there?
Let's see, 3 months.
Three months? Were you married then?
No, I wasn't married. And then I had to go overseas right away.
Did they allow you to communicate to...
Oh, yeah, well, I just came here for a furlough and then report to...
So when you got a boot camp, you came home for a little while?
Yeah.
Say goodbye, and then where?
Went to Fort Ord, California. It was a POE, Port of Embarkation. Mm-hmm. I was there a whole week. Then we went to San Francisco.
Stayed in the barracks, sitting around.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I went to San Francisco. Angel's Island. There was another POE, Port of Embarkation. POE, Angel's Island. Mm-hmm. I brought from Alcatraz. Oh. And from there, we went overseas.
They really, the boats picked you up, and then you went?
Yeah. Whole bunch of us.
Those victory ships?
It was a big one. It was
yeah,
a big,
huge ones, yeah.
It was a big ship. It was to be the SS America.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was used to be the, it was a luxury liner.
It was
converted to a troop ship. Mm. It became the SS America.
And that's what took you to?
Yeah, to the peak. We landed in New Caledonia, New Mayor. Mm-hmm. We went down by itself, the ship, you know. They said it would go faster if we go by itself. Mm-hmm. We were a long ways from the, you know.
The shore.
The shore from the Japanese Navy. So, long range. Almost South America and then across to New Caledonia. And we landed in Noumea, New Caledonia there. I was there for a week or something. And they gave us a battery of tests, you know. And I think I thought 6-5 words of it. Uh-huh. So that kept me from going to the,
front
line, yeah. Uh-huh. So they sent me to a hospital in the Fiji Islands. Uh-huh. I was the chief clerk of the EO Hangouts and Throat Clinic.
So you saw a lot of people coming in, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. There were 5 hospitals there one time.
5 hospitals?
5 hospitals. 2 went up to the front line. We went to Australia. I went to India, by way of Australia. And 2 remained there. The patients that were, you know, coming in from the islands, uh-huh, that belonged to the Fiji Islands.
So what was your job description then?
It was a clerk typist.
The chief
clerk of the EI was in Brooklyn. And then from there we went to, we were in Melbourne, Australia. Mm-hmm. A whole week, they wouldn't let us get off the ship.
You stayed there sitting in there?
Yeah. Well, they picked up supplies, you know. Mm-hmm. But because the previous troop ship, half of the guys didn't come back.
Oh.
They were not taking any chances with us.
Oh. So they messed
up. We went around Australia, and we landed in Bombay, India. Bombay. We got here depth charges, you know. I guess there might have been submarines around. I don't know, several submarines. We could hear the depth of the barco would just shake, you know.
Was there a lot of Mexicanos there, or did you see a lot of?
No, había. Puro gringos.
Gringos?
Uh-huh. Italianos, muchos italianos.
Italianos?
Yeah, from New York. Italianos, yeah. But then from Bombay, we went across to Calcutta. We went to Calcutta 19 months in 1945.
How did you guys get the newsreels? Newsreels?
Yeah, newsreels. And the radio. Uh-huh.
AFRTS.
Remember the South Pacific? I don't know.
One of those, yeah.
Broadcasting company.
Well, I was a male.
I was a meals?
The male.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. Pretty good, yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
That's pretty good. So when you left the theater, did you know anything about your brothers at the time or no?
No, I got a letter from the priest here, sent us a letter. Mm-hmm. My brother was here. He wrote to all of us.
So they notified you when you were overseas?
Yeah.
But you got it by letter?
Yeah, Father Fernandez wrote a letter to all of us. Who was here in St. Martin.
Uh-huh.
My brother was here.
So that's how you found out? You didn't find out through Red Cross
or
commanding officer? They didn't come up to you and inform you or anything. You just gotta let her open it up. Boom.
That's right. It was.
Yeah. I must have been tough.
What's up with my mother? My mother, she left all the doctor to live after that. Yeah, I know.
But she had so much more to live for because there's still three of you left. Thank God.
This thing I signed was too much.
Yeah, it is. It's got to be rough. It's got to be rough.
Yeah, what's rough for her?
But it must have been even more rough to know that you guys were still out there.
Yeah, I bet. That's right. Because I wasn't fighting. I was just...
Was he married or no?
Who?
Your brother?
No. He was about 23, I think.
23.
More.
So it was a good thing that you went to school and graduated because you learned all these things before you went.
I knew all about India before I went to Milwaukee. And then I learned how, Stephen F. Austin, I learned everything about India, geography. We had a good geography teacher, I think.
So?
I knew about the Khyber Pass, about New Delhi, about the Taj Mahal, you know.
Uh-huh. So you knew a little about the culture?
Yeah,
huh?
About the Ganges River. But it was a shock.
To go out there and actually see
all it. All that misery, all that poverty.
Oh,
in India.
Yeah.
Deformed people. And,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
See, I was a secretary. I was holding names aside at the hospital. We used to take that stuff to the nuns who ran the leper colony.
Oh,
yeah. The ones that go there, they can't get out.
Right.
And we said, we feel sorry for them, Catholic nuns. And we used to take them sheets and stuff from the hospital. Mm-hmm. Especially during Christmas, we used to get a lot of packages from home. Mm-hmm. We'd take them all to the nuns there at the hospital. So they can give them. You know, they never kept anything. They gave everything to the patients. They didn't keep a thing. Beautiful nuns, Italian. They were Italian nuns. They were all doctors. They were the ones that did it, the amputations, lepers. Uh-huh. They did it. So, grim monkeys. We got sorry about them. There's so much misery and so much poverty and so much.
This was in India, right?
India, yeah. So many deformed people. Yeah. Too many cows in the street, though. They don't kill the cows, you know.
Yeah.
The Hindus don't kill cows.
Yeah, that's right.
But the GIs used to.
Yeah.
With the trucks.
Was there a lot of Pakistanis out there, too, or not?
What?
Pakistanis?
There were no Pakistanis then.
No.
They were all Indians.
Oh.
All Indians. But some were Muslims and some were Hindus.
Oh.
There was always fighting between the Muslims and the Hindus. Always fighting. Until after the war, yeah, 1940-something, when India got its independence. And then Pakistan separated from India. Because the Pakistanis are Muslims. And the Indians are Hindus. They're still fighting now.
So what did you bring back from India?
Oh, nada. Oh, souvenirs. Yeah,
coins here and there.
Sakalaram to the souvenirs.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I spent a year in Bahrain in the Middle East.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Living in the community there, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They thought that I was one of the local natives. I blended in pretty good, man. I get no problems from that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so
is that not a poverty there too?
Oh yeah, plenty of poverty. Yeah, but the guy that was the sheikh that runs the island there, the king.
Yeah, but he doesn't help the people, don't he?
He provided 100% medical care for everyone.
I know, but. Yeah. So,
that's kind of the rest of the stuff now. But they didn't know about it, it was like you're talking about.
They accumulate the money.
The importers, you know, you go over there.
They don't have their own people.
That's right. Yeah, unfortunately.
You like the Maharajas in India, también.
Yeah, it's like Kuwait would have.
Very wealthy people, those Brahmins and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, used to have the caste system. Mm-hmm. The untouchables were the lowest of the low. And then came others. Mm-hmm. And once you're born in that caste system, you can't get out. There you go. Yeah, no, they Nehru did away with that caste system. You know, if the shadow of an untouchable touched the foot of one of the upper class, they throw it away.
Huh.
Just the shade, can you imagine?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. They're afraid to be cursed or something.
Huh? I know, poor thing. I feel sorry for them. But.
Yeah, okay. Now we got them going to the school right here at 89.
Yeah, for many. Yeah, but they don't have a caste system anymore.
No, right, that's right.
They're all the same, I guess. Well, there's so many. They're so fanatic, though.
So what did you guys do for entertainment then?
Well, we had movies. We had movies. Go downtown. And stuff, you know. Most of the time we had movies, and people used to go. Stars, you know, artists used to go entertain them once in a while. That's where I saw Lily Pond, Sammy and the singer, and her husband Andre Castellani, who was the director of the orchestra, and a lot of them went out overseas to entertain the troops.
That's good.
Yeah, once in a while. Not very often.
Yeah. It's like when I was out there, Bob Hope came to see us out there.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
Pearl Bailey.
Pearl Bailey. Yeah. Yeah. Pearl Bailey.
Yeah, she passed away, but she went out there. I guess that was one of her last performances. She did an entertainment out there.
You imagine all those people are so wealthy, carrier. And the people are dying of hunger. Mm. Something I cannot see.
Yes, it's kind of, you think that you're in a pretty bad position like you.
No, but
it's nothing compared to get over there. It's like,
I have my welfare right now. Then.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was in Mombasa. It was tapior. Or in Djibouti. I was in Djibouti, Africa.
Uh-oh.
Ay, papa. Man, these people would, you had to watch where you walk because the bathrooms were right off the trail.
Yeah, I know.
The bathroom, just go, I see it. And it was done right there. I mean, it wasn't no bathroom.
You go in the
no trees or nothing. No, nombre ahí está, yeah. So, the way they got you, we get off some of those ships, it wasn't worth it. You know, you'd be on the ship for like 6 months and you try to get a Liberty call and you get off in nombre, it wasn't worth it. It was just like, it's better to stay in and on the ship and down your compartment and think of what the world is out there, and then go out and actually see what it really
is.
I know.
But you can imagine Somalia going to study that.
Oh, see. That's exactly. Yeah. That's about how it was up there, I see, in Africa when I went out there.
You tell you the same way.
Yep.
The warlords are the ones that keep all the money.
That's right.
For themselves.
Yeah. Make a little, what do you call it?
It's like the real wealth in India. They don't spend any money on the poor people at all. You feel sorry for the poor people.
Yeah.
I never used a rickshaw. You know, where they pull around.
Oh, yeah.
I never used to. I feel sorry for those guys. You
know. Yeah, they were on their butts.
I'd pay a taxi, but I wouldn't ride a rickshaw. Let them stay in.
Because they run themselves to death.
Yeah, that's right. But I wouldn't ride a rickshaw at all. Why don't you go see Mr. Okay. Roach over here?
Right.
He can give you a lot of information. He was the first man to be hired in Ramstown.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came to King for 2 more years, 1952. Then I got a job in Corpus, and I went to Corpus in 1952, and I retired 30 years later. In 82, I retired. I taught at Miller High School, 9 years. Ray, 12 years, and 8 years in elementary school.
Wow. I have a cousin that's the assistant principal at Ray.
Cool.
Oh, so you taught in Robstown, then you taught up here in Kingsville, yeah?
2 years, 2 years here, and then 30 years in Corpus.
When you first went over there, Mexican school.
What do you mean?
I don't know how we treated.
Aquí in Mexico, we were all Mexican.
Yeah, but when they finally started integrating.
Schools. I don't know. I was already in.
So that'd be Willie's time, right?
Yeah, Willie's time. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I graduated in 39 from high school.
Did you?
On the 6th Mexicanos graduated. William Mendieta, myself, Tadeo, Saldana, Emma Henderson,
mm-hmm.
Isabel Canales, Locadio Garza, and some Garcia from Ricardo, Osvaldo, mm-hmm. or Eduardo, one of those. On the 6th Mexicanos, we graduated in 1939.
Oh.
Now we're also poor here, yeah, poor Mexicanos.
That's pretty low.
Pretty
fortunate there that you graduated. Did your brothers get a chance?
No, they had to leave. I mean, they had to quit school.
Oh,
we joined the CC camps, the weekly team. My brother Cesar and I.
These camps were done by the Roosevelt administration.
Yeah, that's right, huh?
You know, to provide jobs.
Civilian conservation corps.
There you go. Because I remember in Laredo, they had a fort there, Fort McIntosh. And all around there, that the CC camp. One of them built that wall that's around for the fort.
Uh-huh.
So they employed all the Mexicanos to build that wall that's around there.
Well, kids have dropped school, but they had to because it was hard. Time was very, very hard. Brothers dropped school so we could continue. I guess very nice. He left up where was killed in the war, 1945. And then, of course, Frank came back. We all four were in the Pacific. I was in India. Uh-huh. First the Fiji Island, then in India. My younger brother was in a ship in the Pacific.
He was in the Navy?
Yeah. And Frank was in the Air Force in Australia, and Gilberto was in the Philippine Islands.
Gilberto got stuck
here. He was a gun that won.
Was he part of that surrender thing? Was he a POW or not?
No. He was killed in the war.
He was killed in action?
Yeah. It was, let's see.
Now, did they send his body back or no?
The mama didn't want him to bring his body back. But she had to go through the same thing all over again, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was in India. All over.
He's in the Philippines, buried there?
Yeah. All over overseas at the time. We were all in the Pacific.
Your name is Arnulfo Cisneros?
Uh-huh.
And where were you born, sir?
Kingsville.
Okay. And what's your birth date?
July 16, 1920.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
No? Do you have any children? You've never had any children? Okay. What are your parents' names?
Emilio Cisneros. Mm-hmm. And Victoria Cisneros.
And what did your parents do at the time when you went off to into the military?
They were here in Kingsville.
They were here in Kingsville.
My daughter was a tailor.
Okay. And your mom was a housewife?
Housewife, huh?
Okay. And what war did you serve in?
World War II.
Okay. Were you drafted or did you enlist at the time?
No, I was drafted.
You were drafted, and how old were you when you drafted?
Oh, I was in 1940. 1940, you know? I was about 20 years old, I think.
20 years old? Okay. And, let's see. What, okay, you were in the army, you said?
Yes,
what
military? Yeah.
Did you travel during the war?
Well, I was in India. First, the Fiji Islands. I was stationed in the Fiji. We have a big hospital there, the Fiji Islands. FIJI.
FIJI?
Islands.
Okay. So you were with the medical branch in the army. And you went to the Fiji Islands and then to India?
In India, huh?
Okay. Were you on any boat or anything or no?
Well, just when we went across.
Okay. And what place were you stationed at? Where was the name?
You know, I took my basic training?
Yes.
Here in Texas. East Texas somewhere.
East Texas? And what was your rank during your enlistment?
BFC.
BFC?
PFC.
PFC, what does that mean?
Private First Class.
Oh. How long did it take you to get that position?
Right away.
Right away? What did you do in the military?
I was stationed in a hospital.
Okay. Did you get any training to be at the hospital, or you just,
no, I just
gradually learned?
Because I took tests.
Oh, you took tests?
And I could type 65 words a minute. So they put me there. I was the chief clerk of Ear, Eye, Nose, and Throat Clinic.
Which clinic?
Ear, Eye, Nose, and Throat Clinic.
Okay.
And because I could type, you see.
Oh, that's why.
I was the chief clerk of them.
Since you were... Did you have any fears when you were there? Did you fight in any war? No. Okay.
I was just stationed in the hospital.
You were stationed in the hospital. How were the living conditions during that time?
Well, where we lived at, in the hospital, it was okay.
Okay. And World War II, the U.S. fought against the Japanese?
Japanese, yeah.
Okay. And were there any things that were scars during that time where you were at?
Scars?
Yeah, like very little of or... limited that they could sell?
Scars?
Yes, scarce.
Like, need to be afraid?
No. Like food, it was limited because of the... It had to be shipped to maybe...
No? Yeah, I'm kept pretty well fed, yeah.
And when both you and your brother went off, were your parents... did they have any adjustments to do, or... Because you were both away, or y'all were here in Texas though, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. And how often did you see your family?
When I left, after I left, I just came back one time, and I was going overseas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How was the economy in your hometown during the war? Was there a big difference during the war, or was it the same?
About the same.
Was it easy to find employment after you got out of the war, out of the medical?
Well, let's see what happened. I was discharged in 1943. I came to Kingsville. Oh, I got a civil service job right away.
Oh, really? So it wasn't hard for you? Mm-hmm. What about the other soldiers? Do you know if anybody... And then what happened after you got the job there? You decided to go to school, or...?
I already had my degree before I went.
Oh, you already had your degree?
Yeah, my degree, yeah.
Okay. And then I understand that you taught at the university.
Well, that was years later.
That was years later?
Yeah, I taught elementary.
Okay.
When I first I started teaching in Rostown in 1948. So I was there 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came to Kingsville to teach elementary.
Okay.
I was there 2 years. In 1950, I went to Corpus. We were paying more in Corpus, so I went to Corpus. And I was there 34 years.
Wow.
In Corpus.
Okay. Where were you born?
Here in Kingsville.
Here in Kingsville. Okay. Let's see.
I had my degree before I went into service.
Oh, you had your degree before you went into service. Okay. And you never married. You've never been married. Okay. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
No.
Yes.
He's the only one
He's
left.
The only one left. But you were four?
We were five. Five brothers and one sister.
Five brothers and one sister. So it's only him and you.
No, left two.
And you were the oldest, or no?
No, no. The oldest, the one died in 1926. I don't remember him at all.
Mm-hmm.
He was very young.
Okay.
And then Frank, she's nervous, he was the oldest. Frank, my brother.
Okay.
He was in the Air Force.
Mm. Did he die in the war? Or?
No, he died about 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago, okay.
In the state of Washington.
In the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm. He retired from the Army. Oh, from the Air Force.
From the Air Force. So how interesting. Then one from the Army, one from the Navy, and then the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So it was four boys and one girl?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm. Wow. And did this, when you were in the medical, you got to see a lot of soldiers that came in from
the... Oh, yeah, they brought them into the hospital.
Were they... Bad? Were there a lot of soldiers that were getting killed during this war, or how was it?
Well, they were wounded. If that was in the CBI, China, Burma, India, theater of war. China, Burma.
Burma? India. China, Burma?
India.
India?
CBI.
CBI.
Theater of war.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big hospital in India.
Mm-hmm.
142nd General Hospital.
Wow. Did this affect you as a person, and what did you feel inside, you know, to see all these wounded soldiers and...
They're flown into the hospital. Since I was in the ER, I was in field clinic, you see. I didn't get to see much of them.
Oh, okay.
Wounded.
Yeah. Did this experience help or hurt you in your way of perceiving life? Did it affect you in any way?
Like? Well, there was a situation in the country where I was stationed at. Back in Fiji Island, a lot of poverty. In India, there was a lot of poverty and misery and deformed people. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
What year did you get out of that? How long were you in the...
service? From 1942 to 1945.
1943 to 46, maybe?
46, huh?
3 years.
3 years.
Hmm. And can you give me some other examples that you might have seen anything that you felt during while you were over there? Just the poverty and...
The poverty and the deformed people in India. Deformed people, misery and poverty.
Would you say that India is at the same level as it is now, or do you think it's...
I don't know. I'm sure it hasn't. It's been 50 years, it's changed a lot.
50 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in any organizations now?
I used to be a Catholic war veteran.
Catholic war veteran?
I used to be, yeah.
Okay.
When I first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I belong to social. Sembradores de Amistad.
What is that again, I'm sorry?
Sembradores de Amistad.
Sembradores
de Amistad.
That means...
Sowers of friendship. To sow.
To sow?
Yeah. No, not sow. S-O-W.
Okay.
Source of friendship. Sembradores de Amistad.
Mm-hmm. signs of friendship.
They still active, huh? But the Catholic war was disbanded years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add that I might have forgotten to ask you about the time that you were in the war or during that time?
Well, I learned a lot about India. You know, it was very educational. We got into a city for rest, poverty and misery, deformed people. We were very depressed there. Mm-hmm. Although we were in a hospital.
Yeah.
So we went out to downtown and she was still.
Oh. And did you continue college after you got out of that?
No, I only had my master when I was 42. I got my master, 42.
No,
wait a minute. I had my master's. I had my BA when I went into service.
Mm-hmm.
But at 1946, that's right. But after school, I started going back to college. What got a master's? I got a master's in 1946.
You got your master's in
46.
1946 with what degree?
Spanish. Major in Spanish.
Major in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
What year did you start working there at the university?
Not full time.
What organizations did you belong to?
The Holy Name Society.
Holy Name Society in India?
The Catholic organization.
The Catholic organization.
And we used to visit all the leper colonies and the orphanages. Now I belong to Sembradores de Amistad.
Sembradores
de Amistad, uh-huh.
Sembradores means soul.
Source.
Source.
S-O-W-E-R-S, of friendship. You can also say planters of friendship, you know.
Yeah,
you can. Source of
friendship.
It's a big organization.
And we used to visit all the leper colonies here in India.
Mm.
And the orphanages and the sisters.
Sagrado,
you know,
estaba grande en
México también. Yeah. Es de los Sembradores. Sí, en México, muchas international. We have a club in Germany.
You have a club in Germany?
In France, in Spain, también.
Mm-hmm. But so that it's gone now, or is it still active?
It's still, this is recently.
Oh, okay.
It's not when I was in the war.
Oh, okay.
Holy Name Society, when I was in the war, Holy Name Society.
Holy Name Society.
When I was in the Catholic organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, it was interesting, because we got to lose a lot of places.
Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I got everything. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Let me know if you...
If I have more questions that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me about your parents.
My father came here in 1904. It was not Kingsville.
What was it before?
It was part of our, New Ages.
Okay.
1905.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1906... Kingsville got that charter to become a city, and it became Kingsville.
1906,
yeah. My daddy was a tailor. He was the first Mexicano to have a business downtown. The first Mexicano to belong to the Chamber of Commerce, and the first Mexicano to have a belong to the Chamber of Commerce. First Mexicano.
He was a tailor.
He was a tailor. But he's a gringo, Mexicano. He was very fair, yeah.
Oh, okay. So he kind of resembled...
Yeah, I thought he was an Anglo.
Yeah.
He was very fair complexion. Nice time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, it's them.
You two look kind of American, English.
What?
You kind of look Anglo-ish.
My father was Spanish. But he was very Mexican. He came from Matamoros.
He was born in Matamoros?
Matamoros. But he was very fair complexion, very fair. And the English, he said, Emilio, you're not Mexicano. Because he was fair.
Wow, so he had a good respect here.
Yeah, he was a president of the Honorifica Mexicana. It was an organization of Mexican nationals. It was organized to help the Mexicanos that came from across the border. You know?
Wow.
And so he was a president for many, many years. He was the one that celebrated the Fiestas Patrias.
Fiestas Patrias.
15th September. 16th September.
Patriot celebrations.
The patriotic celebrations.
Patriotic celebrations.
Cinco de Mayo and 16th of September. And he was admired by the people in town.
He was the first tailor in Kingsville.
Okay. And
that time, they didn't have too many factories.
Oh, okay.
Now you see, he used to make suits and clothing for the King Ranch people.
Oh, really?
And the Kennedy Ranch people. Excuse me, Kennedy Ranch in Sarita.
Okay, Kennedy Ranch.
He used to make suits and for them.
Suits for them? Wow.
Yeah, and he, yeah.
In 1906, who owned the King Ranch? I heard.
Well, the King Ranch did.
But
the, yeah, but there were several owners there, and they bought them out, I guess.
Okay.
And so, 1905, Kings became independent. They received a charter to be a city. Okay. It used to be part of Nueces County.
Yeah. Okay.
Clover County and Kings.
Wow. So it's come a long way.
Oh,
then.
Man, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is a nice town, though.
It is nice.
It's kind of quiet and peaceful. There's mm-hmm. not as much crime.
No, no, no. And the rest of what else? Huh?
There was a fat guy come over to see him because he says, you know, I can't find a short in the store my size.
Oh.
I get about
44 waist.
They don't have this in the stores, in the factory.
Yeah.
So and he make the
he
underwear.
Made the clothes.
For him.
So all the King Ranch people, and all the Kennedy Ranch people, he used to. My dad made a lot of money.
Yeah, I can imagine. What's, what? I'm sorry.
The first we got to own a car in Kingsville.
To own a car in Kingsville?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He made a lot of money during the war, you know.
As a tailor?
First World War, yeah, as a tailor, yeah. He made a lot of money. He used to make suits
World
for, the, for the soldiers and uniforms for the soldiers that were sitting in Kingsville.
Was he in the military at all? No,
my daddy
no.
He was a Mexican national. No, never became a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
He was a Mexican national, never became a U.S. citizen.
So he never had problems, you know, with money or anything?
No, he made a lot of money.
Mm, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
My name?